Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are seeing criminal investigations and indictments by the Obama administration of people that work for the federal government who just talk to Fox News and tell them their opinion. That's what reporters do. We call people, sources in the government, and we try to get their opinion. Hey, what do you think is going to happen? Not what's classified, but what do you personally think is going on with Kim Jong-un? Oh, well, we'll just arrest you, and I guess they're looking at arresting Fox News reporters. And even the London Guardian is saying this is authoritarian chilling effect and is incredibly dangerous. The president of the Associated Press, which you don't get any more establishment than that, is saying this is unconstitutional and dangerous what's going on. And that a massive chilling effect has already taken place. That's some of what's coming up today. And you notice when they have White House spokesmen out there, who do they really attack? DrudgeReport.com. And their surrogates, like Media Matters, that's admittedly White House run, obsesses on Infowars.com. And all the other Democratic Party run sites. And again, I'm just a constitutionalist. I fear the Republican machine. The issue, though, is I've never seen anything like Obama. It is at light speed, the tyranny that we're seeing unfold. Adam Kokesh, you know, I heard Saturday he'd been arrested at a pro-marijuana legalization rally for not even smoking pot. I saw the video, and now we've confirmed that they're still holding him in a federal prison. See, he walked on federal land they use at a federal park. In Philadelphia, they use that as the quickest way to grab him. And then now he's charged today. Reportedly, they're going to charge him with resisting. So the cart before the horse. They come up and grab you. You put your hands up. They throw you on the ground. And then you're arrested for them assaulting you. Cart before the horse. How do you get arrested for resisting arrest? What was the reason to arrest you? Most states have laws saying you can't do that. Courts have thrown it out for the feds. They don't care. So that article is up on Infowars.com. Activist rally to free Adam Kokesh calls floods, seeks to secure release of former Marine kidnapped for exercising First Amendment. And we've got his libertarian cohorts, Lucas Jewell and Daryl Young, who were on last night with us, popping in at the bottom of the hour. When they would go to the jail, they would yell at them and tell them, we're not going to tell you even where he is. So that's eyewitnesses that had this happen. They're in Philadelphia right now. Covering this, and now the reports are coming out on their Facebook. We'll find out when they come on that when you call the federal prison, you know, skip court, skip trials, just go directly to federal prison, you know, NDAA style. They reportedly they're saying we blew his head off. Now we haven't confirmed this yet. And you're like, man, that's a terroristic threat. That's a felony. Feds don't care. I mean, hell, they like burn up little kids and roast marshmallows while they're doing it. They ship in narcotics. This country's foreign run. They want you to know this is their country. That's why they're arresting press and, you know, doing all this. This is the, you know, this is their nation. And then they deserve a peace prize for it. So we're going to be breaking down this. And again, they need to break your will. That's what the TSA bobbing for, you know, goodies in your pants is for. That's what all of this is about. So that's coming up after the break. There's an incredible article up on Infowars.com. It's in the local news. And they report it in the local news like it's a good thing. Italian shotgun maker at a gun show loaded the fine shotguns into the vehicle legally, lawfully. And the snitch program, taxi driver, called the police on him. And they still arrested him even though the no law was violated and told him get out. So he fled in fear.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Turning back. The bugle sounds, the charge begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. And that's what all the fools joining the New World Order are going to realize. Joining the dehumanization, joining the guilds of psychopaths and sadists and control freaks, you are destroying our entire future by selling out to this New World Order. All right, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Monday edition, the 20th day of May 2013. We have Lucas Jewell and Daryl Young joining us about political prisoner Adam Kokesh, who went on to a federal park in Philadelphia and was grabbed and disappeared into a federal prison. And reportedly they're saying some pretty obscene stuff when you call and ask where he's at. They just can't wait to fully go after everybody, folks. And feel sorry for them. They've taken our restraint as a sign of weakness when it's the opposite. Also, Kristen Megan is on. She was in the Air Force and is an insider, just gone public last week, whistleblower. She'd given a couple speeches, and she went public on Nightly News last week. And I saw this interview with Ja'Kari Jackson and had my mouth hanging open because everything she said fits my deep research on the admitted programs, but the details are classified. This is the Air Force weather modding, geoengineering, terraforming to whatever they want for the climate here. That's coming up at the bottom of the next hour. And then in studio, Joel Skousen will give us his take on all of the different Benghazi gates, IRS gate, press spying gate, all of that in studio. He's here to be interviewed for Obama Deception 2. And he'll also be on the Nightly News with yours truly tonight. We're going to look at why strategic relocation. Not because we're in fear, but because we're in charge. And specifically, where are the elite going? Just so happens, I've noticed that where Joel Skousen recommends is where the elite are going. And, of course, Joel Skousen won't say this on air. It's not a secret, but he advises billionaires, millionaires, you name it. I mean, he really is the top of his game, building high security houses and other type fortresses. So he's going to be joining us in studio today, always informative, and survived a 1 in a million plane crash. About a month ago that made national news, the plane completely destroyed. He survived with a small scratch on his head. He certainly is counting his lucky stars, his lucky angels on that front. So Joel Skousen is going to be joining us. Okay, you know, this is happening worse and worse, and I have a burning frustration once I get off air every day that I don't cover everything. In fact, I'm lucky if I get 20% of it. Let me just try to do it this way. And God give me strength. Let me do it this one time and just read the stinking headlines instead of commenting on them. Because, I mean, I studied last night. I studied this morning. I get in here. I go over it all, and I get so angry looking at it. It's so over the top. Let me just try to read you these headlines. Some of these, let's just start with stuff I didn't get to yesterday. Okay? Let's just start with that. This is from Reuters. Taxes on some wealthy French tops 100% of income. And that's one of the major newspapers there in France breaking that down, Reuters reports. 100%, while the EU bureaucrats are exempt and pay zero, and that's come out. I'm sorry, I said I'd only read the headline. It's just, it's 100 times worse. This is their plan. Total slavery. Google Insider exposes immoral tax scam. Top Google executive goes public and says that they have a scam to pay zero tax. Sunday Times of London. Oh, they're so liberal. Suicide nets at Apple. Merkel and Pope talk about strong Europe. USA Today, oh, it's strong, imploding national sovereignty, bankrupting families. Dear class of 2013, you've been scammed. The Wall Street Journal, how the college industrial complex drove tuition so high. I've been saying that for 17 years on air. So has people like Gerald Celente. Oh, but we're wrong telling you. Folks, I was in college and knew it was going to be worthless. I already knew more about RTF than they were teaching me. Because I went out and read books by famous directors and researchers and radio hosts. And my parents were like, oh, you're not going to go to college? You're going to drop out? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go get a job. And I did. And here I am. Unbelievable. And then I have people always lecture me, you don't have a college degree? Like it's going to get to me. Hey, you go bag groceries at the grocery store with your PhD, okay? I'll try to take the world back. How's that sound? All right, I'm not putting people down that have college degrees. It's just don't ring knock. What a ring knocker is, they take their college ring and they go, on the table. I've actually had it done. I'm like, what the... You want some crony job? If you want to go get a crony job... The most important thing at college is the fraternities. That's the only reason to go to college is if you're going to try to get in the right fraternity and do whatever you've got to get into that elite fraternity, that has some value. It's nepotism. All right, let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give a little college course here on how to actually go to college if you are. The IRS job is to violate our liberties. Ron Paul article on Infowars.com. Absolutely, that's its job. That's why it's the go-to for all this criminality. That's just some of the news on that front. Oh, here, let's look at this news stack from yesterday. Surgeons, this is something I didn't get to yesterday. Surgeons now cutting out healthy prostate glands of men who carry the BRCA gene. But why is prostate cancer in the Western world up over 2,000% since the 1950s? Look it up. In fact, I'm being conservative. Some estimates of some types of prostate cancer are up over 5,000%. Type 2 diabetes up several thousand percent in the U.S. population. It's set to be half of Hispanics by 2015 and half of everybody by 2020. Look it up. Half of us are going to have burnout pancreases. Folks, we're not in Kansas anymore, and it's not that we're drinking more sugar. People used to, I looked at the studies, people used to eat more unhealthy 30, 40 years ago. Everybody knows that. Hell, people were skinny, smoking two packs of cigarettes, drinking whiskey every night. You'd eat a big chicken fried steak, gravy, everything else, and then have a piece of cake and go to your office job, and you didn't look like people do now. They feed GMO to the rats. They look just like us. I try to just read each headline. I'm sorry. Surgeons now cutting out healthy prostate glands of men who carry BRCA gene. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, Infowars.com story. UK man has prostate removed after test revealed Jolie gene flaw. Again, we have predisposition with different genetics for different things. Some for heart disease, some for cancer, some for rage. That's an attribute. Some for depression. Some for eczema, some for this, some for that, some to be more susceptible to the flu, some to not be. Some people have thicker skulls. Some people can take a stronger punch. Some people are more susceptible to not being able to take a punch. Some people can take more crap. Other people can't. There's all sorts of people in the world. And it's our genetics. You know, like some cars can take, 1,200 or 7,000, whatever it is, RPMs, 10,000, 15,000 RPMs. Some cars can't take 5,000 RPMs. You'll blow the engine. I forget the RPM designation. You don't say, this car needs to have its engine removed because it can't, have super RPMs like a souped-up Corvette. You don't say, this car has bad genes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the garbage. They're telling you it's your genes that have the problem. But we already had these same genes 50 years ago, 60 years ago, and weren't dying in mass. Didn't have, what's the increase of from 1 in 30,000 with autism, or to 1 in 25,000 30-something years ago to now 1 in 50-something? I mean, how many tens of thousands of percentile increase is that? This stuff is off the chart, and no one wants to talk about it. They want to just ease us into this death. And then Angelina Jolie has both her breasts removed. And again, different types of eye cancer are up. Very rare, now becoming common. Do we have our eyes removed preemptively? Colon cancer is way up. Have your colon removed preemptively? Cancer of the lungs is way up. Even though smoking's gone down, look it up. Are we going to have our lungs removed? How about our brain? Brain cancers. Cancers that weren't even known in the brain are skyrocketing because of different cancer viruses, mainly in the vaccines that embed themselves. That's on record. Should we have our brains removed? And like, well, you would die with your brain removed. Let me tell you, you take your lung out, it's going to ruin the rest of your life, folks. Do you have any idea the hell we're going into? And look at this. Look at this headline. This is CBS News. CDC, 1 in 5 U.S. school children may have mental disorder. That's because they're listing everything as a mental disorder. Feed them red dye. Feed them high fructose corn syrup. Put them in front of televisions and computers all day, rewire their brains, and then wonder why they act like gibbering idiots. And then the answer is put them on Ritalin. Put them on other speeds. Then their brains burn out. Then put them on other stuff. Then put them on stuff to put them to sleep at night. And then you get drug addict zombies. And what did the New Freedom Initiative say in 2005 it was going to do? The New Freedom Initiative, amply Orwellian named. They said, we're going to put half the kids in America on psychotropics. And they went then from about 10% to 20%. So just in 7, 8, 9 years, I don't know how many years that's, 8 years, they've gone from 10% on drugs to 20%. And in captive audiences of foster kids, 68 to 69% national average, look it up, are on psychotropics alone. You add in other drugs, it's like 80-something percent. Look it up. Look it up. When they have it, folks, these people are not going to stop. You understand? So I've got that whole stack of news. Now, I haven't even gotten into the huge IRS giant bombshell developments, the giant stalking and persecution of Fox News reporters for just going and asking a State Department person, you know, do you think Kim Jong-un is really unstable? Oh, you're arrested for that. I mean, this is a reign of terror if they get away with it, if they convert this, if they go over the top. They're trying.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Look, the top stories are coming up. But let me just continue, just randomly here with a stack. I have, no exaggeration, 30-something stacks of every article off the chart. I could spend 3 hours on it, going into the background of it, what it means, what it signifies. And again, the good news is that America and the world is really starting to wake up. And when you realize how passive the general public is that isn't awake, that's how the globalists have gotten away with all this. But for those of us that are awake and active, we can basically take the world back, folks. I've been doing some tests locally I'm going to talk about in the next few weeks just to see how powerless the system is. And it's incredible. It's incredible that if we all just start resisting in little ways, it will fail. And you've also got to discredit the system, speak out against them. That power of saying, you're crooks, we know you're illegitimate. They need people to go along with the fraud that the government's run by good guys. And yeah, the guy on the street may be the best guy in the world. The cop on the beat, I got to say it, and I looked it up, they were police. I ran into 4 cops yesterday at a university I was at, and they were all listeners. I mean, wild-eyed listeners. And, you know, basically said, we're with the rebels, we know what's going on, so that's good news. But see, they are under the command of a corrupt system. So it's up to us to take that system back and not let the system play us off against them. Because as mad as I get at the police being out of control, that's part of the globalist plan, is to hate them so that we then get into a fight with each other instead of going, hey, what you're doing's wrong. I'm going to speak out and resist what you're doing through the Constitution, but I'm not going to hate you because you're screwing your own future as well. And I'm going to try to give aid and comfort to good police and good military that have courage to stand up and do the right thing. And I'm telling you, folks, that's the essence of having a free society, is just doing what's right and standing up. You know, it's that Aaron Tippin song. We ought to try to dig that up and come back with it. I know it's in the computer. You know, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. And, you know, the song goes on that, he wasn't a hero or this county's shining light, but you could always count on him to do what was right. And I'm actually the kind of person that doesn't enjoy trouble. I'm a very private, very quiet person off air. But I can't help it when somebody tries to wrongfully dominate me, and if they've got a look of dominance in their eyes trying to intimidate me, man, you just hit my buttons. And I've done everything I can in 18 years, really 20 years fighting, but 18 years on air, to fight them. And look what I've built. And I'm nobody, folks. I know who you are out there. I know your leaders. It's in you. And you know you're a leader if you've got that tingle in your heart and soul right now, if you've got that electricity in your mind right now, that's because you know your destiny is to stand up and be a leader. So stop trying to make a pilgrimage to Austin, Texas to meet Alex Jones and, you know, think that that's where you're going to get the answers of what you should do. I mean, they go to 590 a.m. now. 20, 30 people a day, where I've got their managers calling me, begging, going, tell people you're not here. They don't believe it. They're camped out, 20, 30 people a day. One of my old addresses, they show up 20, 30 a day. Look, I'm not at South Lamar, I'm not off Mary Street, and I'm not at the 590 Studios. And I can't meet with you, folks. I'm having to battle the New World Order. The only reason I just brought that up was to not brag, but to tell you how popular this show's getting. And because of the request by all those other offices, the please, please, they beg, please, we cannot conduct business. We are over. In fact, they haven't said this, but you'll probably just get me kicked off the radio. And it's that bad. I mean, imagine, it's like they're trying to meet Elvis or something over there. And the only reason I bring that up is that that's not where I'm at. Okay? And it won't matter. They'll still just show up by the dozens a day. Believe me, I know. We had to get a secret location because of it. You know, just like, you will talk to me. You will talk to me. I cannot talk to you. I'm in here at the guns, in the info war, fighting the globalist. Okay? All right. I've covered that. I've done what they asked again. That's all I can do. And they tell him he's not here. And they go, I know you're lying. And they say most of them are really sweet, really nice. But they said, you know, you get 20, 30 people, sometimes more a day. And so, you know, one a day is in all these places. They beg. They beg. Places where I've lived formerly, they beg. Places where I don't live. I get other Alex Joneses through the grapevine finding it, you know, sending me letters to the P.O. box going, can you please say you don't live in Austin anymore? They're climbing the gate and coming to my house and leaving trinkets on my front door. My wife's freaked out. My wife tells them that, you know, I'm not the Alex Jones they think I am. It's sick, man. It's unbelievable. I think I'm going to move again, just to move. And again, it's not that I just can't handle it. I mean, I am under frickin' siege here. Excuse me. All right. I apologize, Lord. All right. We're going to come right back, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to get into the news and get the latest on Adam Kokesh. But a guy at a Denver gun show legally bought shotguns or brought shotguns to sell, and they arrested him. We're going to get to that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew his side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this town, he's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right.
He'd say
you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
You've got to be your own man.
You've got to be your own man.
Not a puppet.
Not a puppet on the string.
Compromise what's right.
Never compromise what's right. And uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something.
You'll fall for anything.
Fall for
That's Aaron Tippin. And if you go to the YouTube channel with millions of views on that, people make fun of the song. Oh, you've got to stand for something or fall for anything. That's what I heard growing up. That's what the kind of things my grandfather said. And you know, my grandfathers weren't heroes. They weren't anything special, but they didn't give in. They didn't back down. And that's why America was still somewhat free. But what is our culture today? Who are you? I mean, I know our listeners are liberty lovers. I know who you are. But who are the hundreds of thousands of new listeners today? That's a conservative estimate. Listening on AM and FM stations all over the country. Watching this on YouTube later. Listening to us on shortwave, on XM, channel 244. Who are you? What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not one of your slaves? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? If you don't have freedom, you don't have anything else. And acting like slaves makes you a slave. And the end of slavery is when you realize what's going on is the beginnings of slavery and is wrong. I mean, now they're arresting members of the State Department and looking at arresting a Fox News reporter because they talked to somebody at the State Department. The guy was visiting the State Department above board. I've called the State Department getting guests on before, getting people on that are, you know, worked at the State Department or working there. And hey, so what are you as the liaison expert on North Korea? You know, what do you think? I mean, do you think Kim Jong-un's really that dangerous? I mean, well, you know, what? I mean, that's in the London Guardian today. Quotes of what is going on. Oh, well, you know, we don't, none of us know, but we think he is pretty unstable and that he may actually do more nuclear testing. Look at this. This is out of London Guardian. Obama DOJ formally accuses journalist in leak case of committing crimes. Yet another serious escalation of the Obama administration's attacks on press freedoms emerges. It is now well known that the Obama Justice Department, this is the ultra-liberal, you know, Guardian, Obama Justice Department has prosecuted more government leakers under the 1917, folks, that's the Espionage Act, which was unconstitutional, than all prior administrations. Espionage is if you were giving info to a foreign government. That's what Obama does, putting our military under NATO. Obama Justice Department has prosecuted more government leakers under the 1917 Espionage Act than all prior administrations combined. In fact, double the number of all such prior prosecutions. I said a few weeks ago, I said triple what Bush did, just because I knew it was a big number and I forgot it, and I went and looked it up. Bush didn't even really do that. It's more than all presidents before him combined. But at last week's controversy of the DOJ's pursuit of phone records of AP illustrated this obsessive fixation in defense of secrecy targets and severely damages journalists specifically and the news gathering process in general. The president of the AP says there's already a chilling effect. Duh, think so? And they're putting all this out now, folks, to, you know, because they want to just scare you. Stephen Kim, a naturalized citizen from South Korea who was indicted in 2009 for allegedly telling Fox News chief of Washington correspondent Jays Rosen that U.S. intelligence believed North Korea would respond in addition to U.N. sanctions with more nuclear tests. Something Rosen then reported. Kim did not obtain unauthorized access to classified information, nor steal documents, nor sell secrets, nor pass them to enemies of the U.S. Instead, he gave his opinion, which is normal. By the way, that's why Colonel Schaefer isn't been coming on the show. He was threatened, and he's not even currently, he's in the Army Reserves, but he is in a Pentagon think tank, for coming on and saying in October everything that's now been confirmed from his sources. And now he's being threatened. And he did tell us that off record, and then later he said we could say it on record. But he said, I have never had hell come down on me. And then he's always like, I'll come on in a few months. But he keeps saying, I'll come on. Well, it's out in the open, okay? That's America, where Army colonels won't come on this show because they're afraid of this kind of crap. Because you're not even supposed to give your view or your opinion now in America. It's a giant, stinking, chilling effect. And you think I'm scared? No, I'm scared you won't recognize how serious this is. We should all band together as Americans. Liberal, conservative, libertarian, it doesn't matter. Gay, straight, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, agnostic, atheist, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you worship Count Chocula or Toucan Sam. You better recognize, folks, that what's the old quote by the, I think it was Episcopal priest, he said, first they came for the labor unions, I said nothing. I wasn't a labor union. Then they came for the communists. I wasn't a communist, so I said nothing. They came for the Jews. I wasn't Jewish, and I said nothing. Then they came for the Baptists, and I wasn't Baptist, so I said nothing. And finally, when they came for me, there was nobody left. There was nobody left because they'd already taken everybody. This is how tyranny works. And I told you day one because I would get the manuals. Which, by the way, I guess they could try to arrest me for that. They sure figured out who gave it to me, federal and state. And I knew then, boy, they really are spying on people, folks. Oh, they're spying on everybody. That's what I'm saying. Do you understand how much? We either run for the hills or we fight this thing politically. And as for me, you know what I'm doing in a fight? I didn't start this fight. They started it. They won't get off my back. I'm going to open a can of good old boy whoop-ass politically. And I'm sorry to have to say that, but you know that feeling when somebody's punching you in the head and you're seeing stars and something in you just goes, you know what? I'm going to flip a switch. Flip. Boom. There's nothing going to stop me. And folks, the only way to politically deal with these people is to flip that switch. It's time to flip the switch, folks, and stop playing games. When somebody tries to get in your face from government and dominate you and intimidate you, that is the spirit of pure evil, and they want to rob you of everything. They may not even know that, because they hire people more and more that are mindless punks, but it doesn't matter. That is the ultimate rape when they do that. Now, I'm going to go to our guest, who are outside the federal facility, InfoWars. Their Scott just died, reconnected. Activist rally to free Adam Kokesh call floods seeks to secure release of former Marine kidnapped for exercising First Amendment. Activists are rallying to secure the release of former Marine and broadcaster Adam Kokesh, who was arrested by police in Philadelphia on Saturday during a speech he gave at a marijuana legalization protest. By the way, he did not have marijuana and did not smoke it. And they came and singled him out on federal property and disappeared him and his girlfriend, his producers. None of them have heard from them. And do we have him back? We have him back. Ladies and gentlemen, some people are saying, hey, I don't like the fact this guy wants an armed march, so I'm not going to support him. Hey, I don't particularly like the idea. That's why I haven't done it, because I know they'll do stuff like this. But once he's committed to it, people got to have cameras there as observers to try to not let them set people up. And the Supreme Court did rule in 2008, you can have loaded rifles in D.C., and they've illegally not implemented the Constitution there. So I get like going to the lunch counter because you're black, and they tell you you're not allowed to. That's civil disobedience. It's breaking laws that are unconstitutional. They said, if you help slaves escape in 1855, we'll execute you. Well, people still helped blacks escape, and they prosecuted and executed some of them. And so then people like John Brown started killing people, and they called him a terrorist. But the point is that I don't want it to get to that, because we're winning the fight in the info war. Plus, the people we're going to be fighting are brainwashed. These are, on average, not bad people. Now, federal jail guards are another thing entirely. That's where they mainly hired people to run Abu Ghraib and other camps, were jail guards that had complaint lists of rape and stuff to run the torture. That came out. So federal jail guards are as bad as it gets. And reportedly, Paul Watson saw this on the Facebook of Kokesh. We haven't confirmed it, that it's actually happening. But people are saying when they call, there's jokes like, yeah, we shot Adam Kokesh in the head. Which is a terroristic threat if it's true. But, see, they don't care because they've been told, you're above the law. Go after the Tea Party. Go after everybody. And remember, the anti-terrorism stuff is pointed at the American people. We're joined by his two producers, Lucas Jewell and Daryl Young, who were on with us yesterday. Gentlemen, you're there. You're welcome to, after you talk, get out and show us some video shots of the federal facility. The phone numbers to call are up on InfoWars.com. But, you know, he's another talk show host, but I'm not in competition with him. I am in competition against the tyrants, and I'm pushing liberty, and we all hang together or we hang separate. And I've seen other talk show hosts making slide comments and things, and they're idiots. I expect if I ever get set up like this that you're going to support me. That's how the instinct of winning works. Gentlemen, give us the latest on what's happening to Adam Kokesh right now, who strayed onto Federal Park and got kidnapped.
Well, we're right outside a federal detention center, Philadelphia, right now, which is a federal prison. Today, Adam will be appearing in court in about 45 minutes, and we'll find out his bail and everything like that. We haven't been in contact with him. None of his family has been in contact with him. It's been a couple days now, so, you know, we're a little concerned.
Yeah, that's putting it lightly. I mean, he disappeared Saturday. What about the reports, and I haven't called yet, but others have, and I see a lot of it, that they're yelling at people. You told me they were rude. When you went in and tried to find out where he was yesterday, they wouldn't even say where he was. What can you say on that front?
Yeah. Well, we still have no information. We're going in there expecting to find something out because we have no knowledge of what he's being charged with. He said, we haven't had any contact from this man, and we're just a little concerned because that's our friend. Forget the business partner. That's our friend in this movement. And we haven't heard anything
from him. A little concerned. I mean, this we should all be concerned about this. You told me they were rude yesterday. What did they say to you?
When did the police office? I believe it was Saturday when we went to the police office to find out where he was. When he said he was picked up by the federal agents, they just said, hey, unless we're a lawyer, they can't provide any information to us. That was basically it.
And yeah,
it
that's pure bull. You're obviously his friends on record. And his girlfriend hasn't heard from him. Family hasn't, correct?
Correct. Spoke to his girlfriend early this morning. As soon as I hear something, I would definitely contact her immediately. Nobody has heard anything.
Span, folks, do you realize this is like Russia or Nazi Germany? This is over the top. And by the way, he shouldn't be in a federal facility. Usually a park police, federal, pick you up for being drunk or something. They give you the local police. He's in a federal jail, federal prison, correct?
But, Alex, we're the terrorists, so that's why he's in there. Yeah, you know that.
No. Listen to this article. Denver cops, this is on local news. This isn't me saying this. Denver cops arrest Italian shotgun manufacturer as a terrorist because at the gun show he loaded the $5,000 to $10,000 Italian shotguns that he hadn't sold in the back of the... imagine, you pull up at a gun show, a rich Italian loads shotguns in the back of the car that he was unable to sell, one of the finest models out there, and they arrested him as a terrorist, and the news reports that like it's normal.
Yeah, just recently we had one of our protesters out here open carrying his firearm, and what they do call, no over-exaggerating, about 30 to 40 officers to come question this guy and bring him to the corner to find out if his gun is legit. And like, he's the one out there blowing up buildings, killing babies. Like, this is outrageous. I mean, this police thing.
No, that's the globalists doing that. I mean, specifically on Adam, my friend, specifically here. So no one has heard from him. And correct me if I'm wrong, you said on radio yesterday, you went in to talk to him and they said, hey, we're not even going to tell you where he's at. So how do we even know he's in the federal jail? Because the police told you?
Telling people nobody knows. We have yet to confirm it.
Well, no, there. I believe it's BOP.gov. It's the Bureau of Prisons, and there is something on there. Some people have sent me the link where it says that he's at FDC Philadelphia, which is right outside where we're at. Yesterday, we had a bunch of people out here causing a ruckus, making noise, and we ended up having all these prisoners banging on the windows and everything. So we caused quite a stir inside the prison.
What about all the stuff we're seeing that when people call, they're saying they've killed him?
Well, you know, I wouldn't put it past the government to do that. They've killed a lot of people. But I think it's highly unlikely that they actually did.
Sure. But, I mean, what happens? What have you heard when people call? The phone numbers are on Infowars.com. What are you hearing?
Well, whenever I call, I'm actually calling not to disturb anyone, but calling to get serious information. I've been in contact with our lawyer. We have two different lawyers. And I'm actually just calling to try to get information. So I don't know what the fans are calling and saying. Or
well, for those that don't know, well, they're supporters of Liberty. Look, here's the issue. Everybody's seen the video, but you were there. But I've gone to all the angles now to make sure that people weren't being selective with it. He's up there giving a speech. They come and arrest him and then throw him on the ground and then disappearing. I mean, this is a kidnapping.
It is.
Yeah, it's a kidnapping, but, society isn't going to judge it as that because they're wearing funny costumes and shiny badges. You know, they have a pseudo-society-granted monopoly on the use of force. That's what government is.
Unbelievable. So, gentlemen, points you want to make?
I just want to see my brother, man. I want both of my brothers to be free. Not only Kokesh, but N.A. Poe is a political prisoner right now.
Tell us who N.A. Poe is. So he disappeared into the snatch and grab.
Yeah, he is the other half of the Panic Hour with Steve Miller, just another political activist fighting the tyranny, just being active, educating people. And they want to stop people like that because they can spread the message of liberty. And they want to continue poisoning and brainwashing people. And it's people at that, that's waking the people at a large number. So if they silence them, they feel like they can silence that large amount of number, that large number. But we can't stop what we do. They can't.
Yeah. Alex, I was actually on the radio or internet radio show with some people you work with yesterday, and they told me, you know you're on the list, right? Like, you know you're on the government list. If you're not on the list right now as an American citizen, you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed of yourself for not standing up against this brutal tyranny.
People I work with? Somebody from my office?
Someone who claimed they were affiliated with you.
Well, everybody does that. I'm going to ask you off air who that was. Let's put this back up on screen here. There it is. That's at the Federal Prisons website. Adam Kokesh, register number 69371-066, 41-year-old white male.
That's not true.
Yeah. So they say he's 41. How old is Adam?
31.
Let's punch it back up. So the feds can't even, pretty soon it'll be a conspiracy theory to be able to get a number right. And it says release date unknown, Philadelphia FDC, Federal Department of Corrections. And there you go. So he's in there. We're going to come back from break. I want you guys to get your laptop out and maybe give us a walking tour. Show us the facility when we come back in 3 minutes for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. And also, folks need to obviously go to AdamVersusTheMan.com and support what they're doing. And that's what we're here for. We're here as a platform to support everybody exercising their First Amendment. And this is shameful. The press is under attack. Demonstrators are under attack. Free speech is under attack. Mainline churches are being audited and told to say, hey, what are you praying?
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight: government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By the way, folks, they're not just getting rid of the 4th and 5th Amendment, the 1st, all of it, the 10th Amendment. They're getting rid of everything and saying they're going to raise your taxes up to 80%. France, it's now at 100%, Reuters is reporting. I'm not joking, 100%. But then it turned out all the socialists were exempt and had Swiss bank accounts. They are robbers. Robbers will take everything you've got and your life for fun. They've already robbed you. I'll go ahead and shoot you. Boom. Because they like it. It's what they like to do. Now, there's Skype cut out. We're trying to reconnect right now. And as soon as we get them, we'll get them back on. But the whole point is that if they arrested him for even the marijuana, I'd say, okay, it'll be fought out in court. But, I mean, he's not even smoking marijuana, and he's giving a speech, and they go and grab him, tackle him, and then disappear him. I mean, this is a big deal. At G20, we got footage of them just grabbing peaceful protesters and disappearing them. By the way, it's more important than ever. I'm going to, you know, fight 110%. I want you to help us. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Subscribe to the magazine. Give people gift subscriptions. Get a InfoWars Nightly News, PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It's 55 cents a person a month. You get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. One membership is 11 memberships. Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. I want to thank the current members. Buy the books, the videos, the Pro Pure water filters. Filter your water, whatever you do. We've got the lowest prices on the best water filtration out there. Pro Pure, 10% off, promo code WATER. And spread the word about this broadcast. And support our sponsors on InfoWars.com as well. And support our local AM and FM affiliates by supporting their sponsors. And get an XM subscription. And or if you do have an XM subscription, thank them for carrying the show and ask them to pick up the Sunday show. That's how we continue to move forward. Now, going back to Adam Kokesh's producers, Lucas Jewell and Daryl Young, with his media operation, there's partners in that. Finishing up, get out with a laptop if you can, or finish any points you want to make about this political prisoner, Adam Kokesh, and the other fellow. We have the phone numbers, all the details at InfoWars.com. Make any other points you want as you show viewers shots of the federal gulag.
Yeah, Daryl is securing the vehicle right now. We're right outside of the Federal Detention Center here in Philly. There it is. I'm gonna come up to the door and show you more stuff. Oh man, I almost jaywalked in front of a cop.
Try not to cuss, man. It's really hard for us to cut that out.
I apologize, Alex. See here. I don't know if you can see in the camera. So this is where he's being held. Federal Detention Center. In Philly. So we walk across here. This is where we were yesterday. We were bullhorning. We were causing quite a stir. We were actually bullhorning these front doors here. Not a lot of traffic coming in and out.
Oh my gosh, but you know if you were by yourself, they'd come over and say you're not allowed to videotape and threaten to arrest you for terrorism, like Molly Rogers, one of our crew members, a few months ago. And then once you come and confront them, they go, oh, there is no law. We apologize. In fact, step back from the laptop. Give us all a wide shot of the facility, please, sir.
See what we have here.
Absolutely. So somewhere in there, we believe Adam is being held by the goons who can't even put his name right in the computer.
And then, correct. And here we have a couple guardians of the emperor here. Allegedly, we're not supposed to be standing where I'm standing.
Oh, yeah. Show me the guardians of the emperor.
Here we are. We have a couple police officers here. Obviously afraid of the camera because, you know, good deeds are done in light, Alex. So
show us. Yeah, keep it going.
Here we are. We got, you know, the bald guy. He's not afraid of the
camera. Yeah. Show us the bald guy. Oh, look, he's got a badge. Right. He's God. Hey, that badge only means something if you're lawful. Hey, by the way, stay there. Back in 1 minute. I want to go up and talk to the cops. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex. Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.